at that time, I guess we were sort of hyped up. We thought this was a great lark. We'll get to, you know, real life. We'll get to eat with real convicts and so forth and so on. So, but the Dean of Women came and got us out before supper time. And I always say that that saved me from ever eating in jail. I've been in jail a few times since then. And I've never eaten when I was in jail, but I would have eaten that time. So I'm sure the food wouldn't have been very good anyway at all. But I left Howard after 2 years, partly because I felt my family couldn't really keep me there, even though I had a scholarship. You know, I had to buy books and a little travel once in a while to go back home and that sort of thing. And because, though, we were in the midst of World War II, when I got back, at 19, I was able to get a job on a weekly newspaper, for which I had written a little column from Howard, you know, about students from Ohio who were at Howard. So I did that, and I guess, let's see, I can't remember how long I was there before those of us who were on the staff, who were reporters, wanted to start the chapter of the Newspaper Guild. And the publisher, the owner, said he would tear his building down brick by brick before he would allow a union. And he did fire all of us. But then he had to take us all back because it was, you know, I don't know what the legislation was or whatever, but he had to take us back. And I stayed on for a while and then I quit. But the best thing that ever happened to me, being a reporter, that's where I met Wally, who became my life partner. He was in prison, in jail at the time, in the Cuyahoga County Jail, because he was a conscientious objector. That is, he would not go to war. And he signed up as a conscientious objector and was put in one of the camps, CO camps, called civilian public service, although he called it civilian public slavery. But he decided soon, he realized soon after he got there that he should never have registered, period. And he was there for about a year, and he, with five cohorts, walked out of CPS and of course went to Detroit, and they started some service in a poor community and all that, but of course they were finally picked up. And the reason I met him was that the sheriff asked our paper to send a reporter down. Well, two of us went down. And Wally and his friend who were there saw us pass through, escorted by the sheriff, and decided that, oh, they must be pretty important. So they had outside contacts, mostly friends, Quakers, and they found out who we were. So they asked me to come down, and so I started visiting them. And I became a pacifist, for sure. I was never not a pacifist, if you know what I mean. I wasn't a warmonger or anything like that, but I just hadn't thought about it. And I shall never forget that asking him, well, what would you do if, you know, as people are always asking, you were pretty sure someone was going to trying to kill you. And he said, I would try to protect myself by putting my hands over my head, maybe that sort of thing. But in the end, I couldn't decide that my life was worth more than somebody else's. And that really, I would guess I was ready for it. And that really moved me. And that was a very life-changing thing for me. I had already been involved in CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, and it helped to start a chapter of CORE in Cleveland, along with a man named George Hauser, who worked for the Fellowship of Reconciliation. That was a sort of religious oriented organization, a peace organization, which I didn't belong to, but we started the CORE group there and worked on an amusement park, try to open it up, and had many adventures and misadventures. And I guess I was chairman, and we used to meet at my house. When I went back to Cleveland, I lived back at home with my parents. And my mother was very interested, particularly, and so did a lot around that. We did tested in. It wasn't that Cleveland was no bastion of freedom. Sometimes you couldn't get, there were theaters you couldn't go to. We were tested restaurants, all that sort of thing. But it wasn't quite as blatant as it was in the South.